Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss imitation. So what is imitation? Now the Greek word for imitation is mimesis. But first of all, what do we understand by imitation, by the word imitation? One is the literal meaning, copying or plagiarism. That may be called a imitation. Second meaning can be the adoption of the tone or style or attitude of another writer. And the third meaning can be representation. And this is the meaning which we generally associate with the term mimesis. This is the meaning that we generally associate with when we read literary criticism. Now, if we begin with Plato, and if you can recall what Plato said in his Republic and also some other works, Plato disapproved of mimesis. Why? Because he said that these are merely inferior copies of original forms. After that came his disciple Aristotle. Aristotle, in his work Poetics, defended imitation, and he said that mimesis or imitation is natural to human beings. And for Aristotle, mimesis in part both recreates the objects of reality and improves them, and it provides humans with a special kind of symbolic order. And after Plato and Aristotle, if we trace the journey of the word mimesis or imitation, we will find that throughout the ages, throughout the different eras and ages in English, in English literature, the importance that has been accorded to mimesis or imitation has fluctuated. For instance, if you read the works of literary scholars or critics during the neoclassical era, they supported mimesis or imitation. And the idea was that a writer should learn everything he could from the masters who were his predecessors. And if you read an essay on criticism by Alexander Pope, which was published in 1711, you'll find how or what is the level of importance that was accorded to imitation. And let me read out few lines from this essay on criticism by Alexander Pope. Quote, "Those rules of old discovered, not devised, are nature still, but nature methodized. Nature, like liberty, is not restrained by the same laws which first herself ordained. You then, whose judgment the right course would steer, know well each ancient's proper character, his fable, subjects, scope in every page, religion, country, genius of his age. Without all of these at once before your eyes, cavil you may, but never criticize. Be Homer's works your study and delight, read them by day and meditate by night. Thence form your judgment, thence your maxims bring, and trace the muses upward to their spring. Still with it self-compared his text peruse, and let your comment be the Mentuan muse." Now after this, in the 20th century, there is a very famous work on mimesis by Erich Auerbach. Okay, Erich, E-R-I-C-H, Auerbach, A-U-E-R-B-A-C-H. Erich Auerbach, his work is called Mimesis, the Representation of Reality in Western Literature. Okay, Mimesis, the Representation of Reality in Western Literature, which came out in 1953. In this work, what he does is, he attempts to chart the history of culture through representational practices in literature. So, whenever you study the word imitation or mimesis, study how different scholars and thinkers and critics have given importance to the word, or let's say reduced the importance. And thinkers such as Walter Benjamin and Theodore Adorno, on the other hand, described mimesis as fundamental to human experience, a practice that precedes language but is suppressed or distorted by society. And rather than mimesis as the process of reproducing copies of nature or reality or experience, these theoreticians suggested that mimesis has to do with social practices and intersubjective relationships. And Jacques Derrida also claimed a mimesis for deconstruction, focusing on texts as doubled objects, okay, doubled objects which can never refer to a original source. So, from an exam point of view, you should know what are the different meanings associated with the word mimesis. Normally, when we study literature, we emphasize on representation. Okay, whenever we study mimesis or imitation, what we normally mean is representation. And in the 20th century, the most influential and outstanding work in the area of mimesis is that by Erich Auerbach. Okay, Erich Auerbach, called Mimesis, the Representation of Reality in Western Literature.